Back in 2012, the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado refused to make a cake for a gay couple's wedding. That couple sued, and 5 years later, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case. That's tomorrow. The case is called Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission. It goes in front of justices tomorrow, and you're going to hear a lot about the First Amendment and free speech, to be sure. But there's another law that's central to this case, Colorado's public accommodation law, that a series of lower court rulings said do protect the couple in this case. Here to explain just what public accommodation law is and the history of these laws in the 50 states is Stephen Schwinn, professor of law at John Marshall Law School and co-editor of the Constitutional Law Prof blog.
What a public accommodation is actually a privately owned establishment that provides services to the public. And it's important to understand that the public accommodation is privately owned. It's not part of the government, although public accommodations are heavily regulated by the government. There's an old rule, it's called the common carrier rule, that says if you're going to be in the business of holding out services to the public, you can't discriminate. You have to operate on a first-come, first-served basis, and you can't refuse people.
Are public accommodations the same in all 50 states?
About 45 states regulate public accommodations and provide for non-discrimination laws. About 5 states do not. And so it operates a little bit differently from state to state. In Colorado, they have a rule that there's no sex discrimination in public accommodation and no sexual orientation discrimination in public accommodation.
And that could help come into play as justices explore whether the owner of this cake shop had a right to refuse service when a gay couple wanted a cake for their wedding in his shop. But Professor Schwinn, let's talk about the history here. When did America first get the idea that it wanted public accommodation law for private businesses? How old is this?
When we enacted the 14th Amendment in 1868, there was an idea kind of floating around that non-discrimination by race should apply to public accommodations. And so Congress enacted the Civil Rights Act of 1875 that provided that all persons shall be entitled to the full enjoyment of public accommodations. In other words, no discrimination.
Wait, what about segregation in the South? What about all those images I've seen my whole life of shop fronts that say no coloreds or separate water fountains?
In 1883, the Supreme Court actually overturned this Civil Rights Act of 1875. What the court said was Congress didn't have authority under the 14th Amendment to enact the Civil Rights Act of 1875, and in particular, that Congress didn't have authority to provide non-discrimination in places of public accommodation. The reason why is because the 14th Amendment bans state action that deprives individuals of equal protection, but it doesn't ban private action.
Well, let's go forward to the civil rights era, 1964. Before we get there, here's 1963, and I'm going to play you John F. Kennedy.
I am therefore asking the Congress to enact legislation giving all Americans the right to be served in facilities which are open to the public. Hotels, restaurants, theaters, retail stores, and similar establishments. This seems to me to be an elementary right. Its denial is an arbitrary indignity.
Steve, JFK wouldn't survive to see the Civil Rights Act of 1964 passed, but it did pass after his death. How did that change things?
Congress decided that it would apply non-discrimination nationwide to areas of public accommodation, not by using its power under the 14th Amendment. So instead, Congress looked to its power under the Commerce Clause and said, because these places of public accommodation touch upon interstate commerce, we, Congress, can regulate them by requiring them not to discriminate by race.
So when we look at Colorado today, Steve, and we watch oral arguments over the Masterpiece Cake Shop case tomorrow, does it make sense to you that this has morphed into a First Amendment case? It seems to me if this were strictly a public accommodation case in Colorado, you have to serve all comers, that the owner of Masterpiece Cake Shop wouldn't have much of a case.
What's unusual about this situation is the cake baker's holding himself out as a cake artist. His cakes, he says, have a kind of communicative value. And when he bakes a cake for a same-sex couple, that's communicating his approval of same-sex marriage. And what he says is the government can't force him to do that.
Tomorrow, an artist's speech and the First Amendment in front of the Supreme Court, but behind it all, the laws of public accommodation in states across this country. Steve Schwinn, co-editor of the Constitutional Law Prof blog. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks so much, Todd. It's been a pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.